Y'all, good afternoon out there. How y'all doing? Welcome to Government Shutdown Day. Oh. That's what it should be called, Government Shutdown Day. Imagine that. Guess 1898, welcome to the show. All right, y'all. It's another day, another show, but the government up to the same old thing. Number one, what's up? We're going to get on top of that also. But today's topic is, what is wrong with Veterans Affairs, better known as the VA to us veterans? And we're going to have to ask that question, what is wrong with the VA? But you know what? In doing research, I found, even though we say something wrong, there's a lot good with the VA if you know what you're looking for. So we're going to talk a little bit about that as well. And of course, you know, this government shutdown day. I mean, what can you say about that, huh? It's just mind-boggling. But we'll touch on that for a few moments. We're not going to spend much time on it because we already know. Idiots. Now, that's all I'm going to say about that right now. Idiots. Guess 1917. Welcome to the show. All right. Well, since we have all that out of the way, you know, it's just amazing that it's just amazing because everybody wants to point the finger at everybody and, you know, it's your fault. It's their fault. You know who fault it really is? It's our fault. That's right. The public, the American citizens, it's our fault. Now, some of y'all say, it ain't my fault. Yes, it is. And this why? Because we voted those idiots into the office. You see what I'm saying? We voted the idiots in there. So, you know, everybody wants to say it's the Tea Party, it's the GOP, it's the Democrats, it's the Libertarians, it's the Zionists. Well, it's our fault, the citizens, because we keep letting this go. We keep letting this just continue, year after year, month after month, and it's always the same thing. It's always the same thing. Now, y'all think this is a big deal. Remember now, you got the spending ceiling coming up. That's going to be another finger-pointing match. But when would all this stop? I'm going to tell you, when we start from our local level and let it be known that we're not taking this crap no more, get their butts up out of the office. Somebody in there that's got common sense and is going to do something. That's all I'm saying. Hey, push gun to shove, put a bunch of weed smokers up in there. We wouldn't have all these problems. I know I shouldn't say that, right? But I'm telling you, let them smoke a little bit and calm down. You know, get a laugh, have some lunch, eat up everything in Washington. But hopefully they'll find something to be come to terms with. All right? All right. Well, that's all I'm going to say about that as of right now. All right. So, it's Tuesday, y'all. And happy shutdown, government shutdown day. And happy Tuesday to you. And hope everybody is home relaxing if you got sent home from work. You know, it's going to be okay. It really is. Just remember, elections are coming up, and we got to do our thing. I don't know how long we're going to continue to take this and continue to, I tell you, okay. I'm leaving it alone. Anyway, you know, because this is really mind-boggling to me. It really is. You know, but I said, it's our fault because we continue to vote these clowns in office. We buy the little rhetoric that they say every election time, you know, about they going to do this and they going to do that. And it's just ridiculous. All over this thing called the Affordable Care Act. And, you know, the Republicans have nicknamed it Obamacare. Now, in a few, I'm going to play a clip. And I'm going to show you just how confused people are about this health care thing. Because, and you would think it's because of the things that's involved in the Affordable Care Act. You know, the care, the prices or what have you. But you're going to be surprised at what these people are saying. And when I heard it, I just had to shake my head. I said, we cannot be this dumb. We just can't. But I'm going to let y'all hear that in a few minutes. But before we do, we're going to go ahead and get on with the house rules. House rules are this. Ooh, it's simple. On the show, we encourage open dialogue. However, this is an adult show, and adult things are said. Now, if you're sensitive, you may not want to call in. You may want to just stay in the chat room, okay? Because once you come on the line, you hit the switchboard, and you come in throwing left and right, don't think you ain't not going to get him thrown back at you. You know, and we're not talking about it in a disrespectful way, but, you know, you throw left and right, somebody going to throw at you. Okay? I'm just putting it out there and letting you be aware of what happened. But we'd love to have, you know, hear from you and have your opinion count. Okay? And respect everyone's time to speak. You know, if someone is talking, let them finish their response or statement or comment first before you jump in. That way everybody can hear what's being said and form their own opinion about what's going on. You know, that's not a hard thing to do, okay? And please make your comments as short and to the point as possible. Yeah, short and to the point as possible. Yeah, we don't need no dissertations or no long, drawn-out, long-winded statement that you could have said in about 2 minutes, 2-3 minutes. All right? If you got something on your mind that long, you may want to write it down on a piece of paper and shorten it up, and then read it when we let you in on the air. All right? It's not hard. It's not hard. All right? And then, of course, the big thing, one of the big things, no personal attacks on this show. We're not doing it. We're not allowing it. And I guess I'm going to have to say this now because I'm getting a lot of new callers and people to the show. And besides the personal attacks, the biggest no-no you can do on this show, use the N-word. I don't care if you're used to using it every day and that's part of your vocabulary. It's not part of the vocabulary on this show. It's not. We like to have adult conversations, intelligent conversations. Yeah, we get crazy and we laugh sometimes, but we pretty much there. But we do not use that word on this show. All right? Now, if you do happen to use it, you can guarantee you will be silent. I'm not even going to play with you. I'm telling you, you will be silenced. All right? So now I put it out there. I put it out there. If you want to hear it again, go back and play this over again, and you will hear it. I can't say nothing but the hey. If you say it, you brought it on yourself. All right? Oh, and of course, anyone violates any other ones, you know, you're getting muted. You know, I may turn a shotgun on you. I may tase you. If you're kind of new to the thing, I don't want to tell you too bad, you know. And if you get to arguing with another caller and y'all just can't seem to come to a conclusion, there is the green room. I will place both of you in the green room, and you can argue back and forth all you wish. The only thing is, only you and that person will be listening. We'll be hearing what you're saying. All right? So those are the house rules. I hope everybody understand them. And I'm sure if any of y'all, anybody new call in, any kind of violate, I'm sure the regulars are going to make sure that it's handled before I get hold of them. All right? So that's the house rules. I hope everybody is ready. Oh, let's see what we got next. The quote of the day. The quote of the day is simple and to the point. I'm not even going to elaborate on it. The quote of the day is this: you're not to be so blind with patriotism that you can't face reality. Wrong is wrong, no matter who does it or says it. And that's a quote about Malcolm X, by any means necessary. Can you say it any better? And I think that is a perfect quote for this situation we have in our government right now. It is. You know, I'm going to say it again. You're not to be so blind with patriotism that you can't face reality. Wrong is wrong, no matter who does it or says it. Can't get it no better than that. Can't get it no better than that. Oh, Lord have mercy. You know, so that's it. And oh, Lord, all facts say that's right. So people can't always get on America, but other nations that do wrong. Okay. All right, all facts. And what's happening, man? Welcome to the show. Enjoying life? What's going on? I see you showed up as well. Welcome to the show and all my guests. Thank y'all for joining me today. All right. Well, we got that part out the way. Now it's time for the song of the day. And this song of the day is pretty good also. You know, it really is. It's like a pick-me-up type of song. You know, make you feel a little good today. For some of y'all. Some of y'all probably find a problem with it, but it'd be okay. You'll get over it. But anyway, without further ado, y'all, here it is, the song of the day.
I know somebody through the cares. He's got it made. He won't admit it, but it's just a masquerade. He's a modern day deceiver with a case of ulcer fever.
Give us this sense of vision. They say rumors like
Join in the conversation, Dale. Be a part of the show, even in the chat room. Just give me a call, 347-838-8622, or go to the website, www.blogtalkradio.com/Eric Jackson62. Log in, and then just join us in the chat room for this great conversation. All Facts already has it going up in there, so you may want to join in again. Or you can send me an email, ericletstalk@gmail.com. You know, you send it to me, I'll say it on the air for you. You know, why not? It's your thoughts. I'm just saying it. All right? And let's see, that's about it for right now. And the talk of today's show is what is wrong with VA. But before we get on VA, you know, today is National Government Shutdown Day, right? Yeah, it's Happy Government Shutdown Day. So, you know, with that being, you know, the thing that's going on, there's, you know, the big fight about this thing was the Affordable Care Act, or as the Republicans have named it, Obamacare. Well, last night on Jimmy Kimmel, he asked some questions about this to some people just right off the street. And you are going to be really surprised at the answers that were given. You really are. So I'm going to go ahead and play this clip. It's about 4 minutes long. And when we come back, we're going to discuss this a little bit before we get on with the main topic. Okay, so here it is. Jimmy Kimmel on the show last night asking regular citizens about Obamacare and the Affordable Care Act.
These government shutdowns have happened before. Yeah, the last one was in 1996. But the debate on this one is particularly heated because people have such strong opinions about Obamacare. Interestingly, the polls show that most Americans say they don't like Obamacare, but they love what's in it when it all gets broken down. It's like the opposite of a McNugget. So, it's interesting. And when there are complicated issues to study, most people just side with whoever they usually side with. So I decided to conduct an experiment today. We sent a camera crew out on the Hollywood Boulevard to ask people which they thought was better, the Affordable Care Act or Obamacare. Now, as you may know, Obamacare is just a nickname for the Affordable Care Act. They're the same thing. But lo and behold, we found people who did not know that, and that didn't stop them from weighing in on it.
We're talking about health care today, and which plan do you support, Obamacare or the Affordable Care Act?
The Affordable Care Act.
And what is it about Obamacare that you do not like?
I just think that there's a lot of holes in it, and it needs to be revamped. I think it's
You think the Affordable Care Act is a better plan than Obamacare?
Better, but I'm not happy with that either.
What do you agree with, Obamacare or the Affordable Care Act?
I'm more sort of towards the Affordable Care Act, but I'm also there very sympathetic for people that don't have the ability to have proper medical insurance.
So the Affordable Health Care Act is still a better option than Obamacare?
Yes.
And why do you not agree with the Affordable Care Act?
Well, I think it's not really available for all.
So the Affordable Care Act is more affordable than Obamacare?
It's just the name says it all.
Right. You would agree with the Affordable Care Act?
Absolutely. I think it's nice that everyone can afford it, and everyone should be able to afford it, but to force people to pay something and then doctors to make something, limiting their ability to do their job, that's kind of anti-American.
Right. So Obamacare is un-American?
I think it's kind of un-American to force people. What if they can't afford it? What if they want more coverage?
And the Affordable Care Act is American.
I think it's more American because it allows people to make their own choices on what they want and who they want to work with.
Do you agree with the Affordable Care Act or Obamacare?
The Affordable.
And why do you prefer the Affordable Care Act over Obamacare?
I just don't agree with the whole Obamacare policy thing that's going on. I just don't agree with it.
And do you believe that an informed citizenry is essential to a democracy?
Yes.
So you disagree with Obamacare?
Yes, I do.
Do you think insurance companies should be able to exclude people with pre-existing conditions?
No.
Do you agree that young people should be able to stay on their parents' plans until they are 26?
They should be able to, yes.
Do you agree that companies with 50 or more employees should provide health care?
I do.
And so by that logic, you would be for the Affordable Care Act?
Yes.
What plan do you support, Obamacare or the Affordable Care Act?
The Affordable Care Act.
And why do you support that over Obamacare?
I do not like Obamacare. I don't like anything that has to be forced for everybody to buy. This is not good.
Do you think Obamacare is socialist?
Yes, I do.
Do you think the Affordable Care Act is socialist?
No.
Do you believe that Obamacare will eventually lead to gun prohibition?
Yes.
Do you know that Obamacare and the Affordable Care Act are the same thing?
No, they're not. Thanks, you made me look stupid.
That's what we do.
Okay, you did good.
Oh, hey, look at the audience.
All right, y'all. Do you see my point with this? You know, everybody's caught up in the name, basically. When you ask them different things about it, everybody say yes to the Affordable Care Act. But when you put the name Obama in front of it, oh, we got a problem with that. Did the light come on yet? That's all I'm going to say. Did the light come on yet? That's all I'm going to say about that. Because the light should have come on for some of y'all. You know what I mean? Really. Really. But then again, some of y'all out there probably didn't know they were two separate things either. That's what you call uninformed citizens. On the lowest level. Uninformed citizens. And those type of citizens are the same ones that put those idiots in office. That's why I say it's our fault. Oh, my goodness. Oh. I mean, you know, that little clip right there, it said it all. It said it all. And when I sat down and listened to it, I was like, wow. You know, and that's what Michael said a lot of times, wow. Because it's like, I can't believe this. I cannot believe this. But, hey, that's what society live in, and that's what we do. All right, well, I'm going to go ahead and open up the phone lines. Once again, you want to call in, give me your comments on that subject, 347-838-8622. Email me, Eric, let's talk at gmail.com, or you can join me in the chat room by going to www.blogtalkradio.com/Eric Jackson 62. All right, so that's it, man. So let me open up this phone line and get started. All right, 111, welcome to the show. How are you?
Man, welcome to you, too.
Well, hello, Missing Joe. You took yesterday off.
Yeah.
Huh?
Well, that clip, that shows the stupidity of the American people, as I've always said.
You know what, Joe? I have to agree with you. You know, I have to agree with you on that. You know, but doesn't that show just a little bit of something else also?
No, you're talking, you know, you're alluding to, because the name is Obama, that simply because it's Obama and he's a black guy, that automatically...
Well, I didn't say anything about him being a black guy. I just said because it has Obama on it. I didn't say anything about him being a black guy.
Yeah, but the issue is first black president, so I'm sure that's probably in the back of your mind, right?
No.
No? Oh, okay.
No, I'm saying because people just don't like the president, you know? They see Obama, and they say, oh, it's Obamacare. No, we're not doing
this. All right, because I was going to say,
if it's the Affordable Care Act, oh, yes, we're for that. You know, who gave it the name Obamacare, though?
Who gave it the name Obamacare?
Yeah,
probably the
Obamacare.
Republicans. I would probably say the Republicans.
Yeah. So,
if McCain had been elected and if he came up with something like this, it would be called McCain's health plan at the same time. So I'm. All right.
I don't know if that would be the case.
Well,
I don't think that would be the case.
Why wouldn't it be the case?
Because it'd be called by whatever name is given. I truly with that.
No.
You know, they will find us, you know, some initials to call it by, you know, but it wouldn't. I don't think it'd be called McCain's Law or something like that. But hold on, let me bring your buddy Low in.
Oh, here goes, there goes the neighborhood.
Mr. Low, welcome to the show.
Shalom, brother. How you doing?
I'm doing wonderful. Shalom to you.
All right, Esau, how you doing? See, it's always when you show up, all the trouble comes. It's not when I'm already there.
No. Let's get it straight. As soon as you arrive, there's chaos.
Mm-hmm. No, man.
History doesn't show that. Anyway.
Now, let's not go into religious history or black white bullshit.
I don't have to give you any quote unquote religious history.
Good.
Just secular history shows everything.
Yeah, yeah. So it's either white, or it's going to be fucking religion shit. Look, let's stick to the topic, okay?
I'm sticking straight to the script. I'm gonna call it what it is, man. And judging by everybody that was asked the same question, it has nothing to do with anything other than that man.
Anything pertaining to Obamacare, I don't.
Only thing the white folks are thinking is, no, they don't need to get no free health care. All they want is welfare. That's the only thing the white folks are thinking about.
There was no
forbid,
question alluding
God
to
forbid,
or referring to anything about
welfare.
Well, off your black,
God
white
bullshit.
Wait a minute. Now, I must admit, because I looked at the video before I downloaded the clip, and there were some blacks and other minorities asked that same question.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just not, you know, it's not a racial.
Not strictly white thinking yet.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
White thinking. Yeah, that goes a long way for you.
Stop the bullshit, shithead. You and your fucking shit every fucking time for the past few months. You get on the show. There's only two topics you know about in life: blackie, whitey, and this new religious kick you're on. Stick with the topic.
Joe, I'm with you, and I'll throw it at you one more time, brother. I have nothing to do with any religion. Nothing. So please stop putting that label
whatever
on.
It is that you're with.
this new spiritual
right.
kick that you're on, the Bible scriptures, your
okay,
Yoshimity,
right.
your Israeli, whatever.
I'm not saying anything about a Bible. Wait,
good.
Hey,
let's keep
wait,
it secular.
Can we get back to what we were talking about, please? Can
exactly.
Talk
please.
About
I would ask that he would stop badgering me like this. It's counterproductive. Please.
Okay,
sir.
I can stop. All right.
Thank you. Thank you. You stepped on my neck enough.
Oh, jeez. Goes back to the historical thing one more time. Oh, my God. Can I just come to the show and just enjoy it?
Anyway, it's just like I said. And, no, you were actually right, man. The ignorance of the people. That's all they need. That's all these people. That I sat and watched, I think it was C-SPAN or one of them, and I think you could take every news organization and flush them with that I left in the commode there a few minutes ago. And the thing is, I mean, these people are only going to show you what they want to show you. And they're going to skew everything. I mean, all of this, I sat there and watched like 20 minutes. They gave all of them 5 minutes apiece to run their calls. And in those 5 minutes, the only thing you got was, it wasn't us, it was them. It was, you got 5 minutes for the Republicans, 5 minutes for the Democrats. It wasn't us, it was them. It wasn't us, it was them. Back and forth. You're not getting anything out of what's going on up there right now. Nothing. It's just a dog and pony show. We all been in the military. We know exactly what a dog and pony show is.
Mm-hmm.
So when you break it down and you look at who is funding you right now, where are you getting your money from? Because you still getting a check. I mean, I talked to one of my buddies in the military today, and he said, well, you know, they're still going to pay us as far as I know. And the thing is, what do you think somebody that's stuck in Germany or whatever is going to do around the world when they say, well, we don't even have enough money to pay the military. What are we going to do? What do you think those people in the military are going to do? You're not going to hold me in this and you ain't paying me. That's part of the clause.
Well, that's why they're going to continue funding the military. They're not that stupid.
Well, I'll agree. So, subsequently, we got to look at what's important here. A couple of three weeks ago, you had enough money, you were ramping up to go to war with Syria, all out, balls to the walls, and now you in the poorhouse. A week or two later, you're in the poor. I don't understand that.
Oh, they still got enough money to go to Syria. That's part of the military. They're just using this as a ploy to try to make the people think, uh-oh, we better vote this way, or we're in trouble. Uh-oh, somebody's to blame. Probably the Republicans or probably the Democrats. It's all a bunch of, as you said, it's a bunch of fucking dog and pony show, smoke and mirrors bullshit. And, yeah, they are blaming one another, and then people
right.
get caught up in it. They say, oh,
right.
well, it is the Democrats. Oh, no, it's the Republicans. No,
right.
it is the fucking people for voting in the same fucking idiots.
Right. I'll say this. You know, people can say what they want. Well, that's anti-America, whatever. America isn't nothing. In my book, because it was started on nothing. But anyway, I am not going to participate in the next voting scheme anyway, because I just don't want to be a part of it. I mean, like I was explaining to somebody, me and Mr. Saul go to college together. I meet him at college, and we decide to both join Alpha Phi Pi Psi, whatever. Neither one of us Greek, but we decide to join one of these organizations. And we shake hands when we graduate and say, hey, I'll see you across the aisle. We both become congressmen or senators or whatever. Okay. I'm out there saying, hey, I hate this guy and I hate what he's talking about and this and that. And as soon as he gets his 15 minutes on the soapbox, he's saying the same thing about me. But later on in the evening, we go and shake hands and over a $2,000 bottle of cognac, we drinking that and thinking, hey, you know, we really have these people stuck. So I don't think the system is worth two dead flies mashed. I really don't.
All right, hold on. I got two more people want to come in. Got two more people want to come in. So let's welcome Maze and the show also. All right.
Ooh.
Maze and Michael.
Oh.
You know, all that. All right.
Oh. I didn't hear.
All right, y'all on the air. Welcome to the show. What's going on?
Hello. Hello, how you guys doing? How you guys in Mace? How
we
you
all
doing?
Right, how you doing? We all right, how you doing?
Oh,
all right. Hello.
Can I
so
speak?
What? Well,
can
yeah.
Anybody stop me?
It just shows the ignorance of America. They always got somebody stick an egg out there, and everybody want to fly with it. Obamacare. As I always say, there was no such thing as no Obamacare anyway. You see how foolish these people are?
Yeah.
They call it down the yellow brick road because Joe sitting to the side is one of them. Instead of calling it what it was, they wouldn't have forgot what the bill was really about.
Right.
And then you watch them dummies sitting up there in their, what you would call it, in their little coups like they're playing football. The bill never got down to the floor to read the government and sit down. So when are they going to put the bill on the floor and stop playing games?
Well, may I ask, respond that? But right. I've been listening how you guys are doing. I would like to respond and directly say that. See, I look at all these politicians. I listen to them very well, and I just look at the facts. Both sides of the war right now have their points. But see, why we can end these, we can take both of the points of both sides and we can end it. Obama says, listen, he said it today, which is a kind of a little iffy gray area, contradiction a little bit. He says that, okay, I'll deal with you. Then he says, I'm not going to negotiate, but he says, don't delay it. He's saying, but the Republicans wants to delay it. Now, the Republicans are saying, okay, well, we want to delay it for the year, but then now not delay it. But my thing is, this is the solution to all of this. The Republicans have, quote-unquote Republicans, have good points. Why the senators, they're arguing, the senators, the congressmen, the Congress, all the representatives are exempt from its own bill that they're putting on us. That's a contradiction. You can't do it. We talk about it all the time. That's one good point, right? And and also the other mandate. And they want to go ahead. So I'm just saying, come up with some points, talk about the points, and even Obama, listen, when they implement it, they say it's going to be some if it tails and we might have to amend it along the way. And I agree with Obama. But if the Republicans coming on certain points such as we include Congress in it, and Obama's not saying he said that. Won't he accept it and said, okay, I'll accept it, but it's not going to be no delay. So take some of their points, let them get their points, but just don't delay shit.
They don't have any points because
okay.
The representative.
They do. It's a very valid point they have.
Can I
you can't be abolished. Why they're not under that?
Everybody.
Oh, boy.
Can I?
That's all right. I got it.
Go ahead,
baby. I got it. All right. Look, it's like this. It's like this. You know, Mike, I understand what you're saying. And, okay, it's October 1st. It's already in effect now. Why haven't, I mean, now you want to start on some peace, what do you call it, piecemeal, some mess they're doing.
Piecemeal.
The way they go by, you know, the way they go by one, each thing one by one. Why? Why are we doing that? But, see, and here's something nobody else realized. The government is shut down, right? A lot of people have been furloughed, sent home, or what have you. Yet those individuals up there are still getting paid. Now, you talking about hypocritical. You know, I'm not understanding this. I don't care who say who is wrong. They all wrong. And you know why they all wrong? And you know why? Do you know who the cause of that is? Who at fault? Really? It's the American public, because you voted them in, and you continue to vote those same ignorant individuals in. So, yes, the government is shut down. It is shut down government Tuesday. I mean, why are you gonna complain? Look, they haven't been agreeing on nothing from the time the president became president. So, what makes you think they're gonna do it now? Oh, by the way, we have a debt ceiling. Deadline coming up. Well, I wonder what we're going to try and do now. Oh, yeah, we're going to try and repeal Obamacare. Why?
Because of Grover Norris and all of those crime. I don't even know why he was up there. But what I was saying, Mr. Talk, is that 400 and some representatives that's up there, all of them get on and vote. Nobody's representing nobody from out of their state. It's only this committee that's holding up everything. And it's like I said, if they brought it to the floor for a vote, that will open the government back up.
Okay, I want to say something. Let's get some facts out, please.
But,
There's a lot of theory here. First of all, facts. Mr. Talk, you said a pill. No, first of all, listen. The only time the Republicans can try to repeal Obamacare, it's law. But even they saying that what I'm saying is you have different points of view. Obama says it
back
has
up,
to be some type of restructured, right?
One thing at a time.
They're not going. Okay. I want to say they're not going by point by point. They're not going point by point, Mr. Talk. They're just giving specific things, right? And if I was Obama, I would say those specific things. Okay, let's include Congress like we include. They're not special motherfucking people. They're not higher than nobody. Why they're not included in this bill? And if they're talking about if you're going to extend some other things, you need to extend some other things. I'm just saying, go ahead and say, okay, we're going to come. I'll give and take, but we're going to. They can't stop Obamacare unless they take over the Senate and unless they take over the House. Like, and I'm sorry, Joe, and I must apologize. I was not speaking fact. Joe, you're right. When they passed Obamacare, the Democrats had total control of this nation for 7 months, and nobody could have stopped them. They could have passed any bill in this nation. That's a fact. The Democrats had the House and the Senate. They had 60 votes because the senator had passed away. They already had it, and plus the two independents. So, yeah, you're right. That's all I'm saying, guys. That's all.
So if just like I say, if the House of Representatives would get down and put the vote on the floor, it would open the government.
So,
like,
Mace, do you agree that the senator should be a part of this?
Why would I want to be fooling around with you if I asked for a clean bill?
I'm asking you
a
question. Do you agree that the senator should be a part of this bill? I'm asking you. For you, Mace, you talk on this blog talk. Do you agree that these senators, do you believe that the senators in Congress, why not? You saying that they should not be, listen, all the businesses.
That's a decoy.
All private, listen. This is the fact. All private doctors is no private doctors no more. All those big, high, classy people that get any private doctors, they're not doing it no more because it's a waste of money. They're going into hospital. Right. So I'm saying, you're saying that Congress can get a separate bill than the American people and they're not giving the businesses to do that. It's a contradiction.
Mike, one portion of the House.
No, the whole Congress exempt them.
Can she finish with one thing, man? Can she finish saying anything before you get buddy?
It's one portion of the government. It is the House. The Senate wants a clean bill. The President wants a clean bill. And how you going to trust somebody?
No, your government just
went
to
both of you don't even know. You're talking on different issues. Mike is talking about the senators being exempt, and Mays, you're talking about cloture.
I'm talking about a clean bill. That's what I'm talking about, Joe.
Yeah, you're talking about
clean.
Something different
clean
than what Mike
I want to answer a question. I want you to ask
that
elementary
question.
Right. Do you believe that the senators should be under the same health care bill that everyone in America is saying that they have to be under? It right now, that bill says they are exempt. They're the only ones in this nation that are exempt, and he's also exempting the businesses for. Right. For 1 year, that's the only thing. They're saying that they're different, Mace.
Why they piecemealing it? They want to do just for 2 months.
No, I'm asking you. No, I'm asking you as a human being.
A clean bill meaning a clean bill had nothing to do with health care or nobody else. Just a clean
bill. He's asking you a different question than the answer you're giving
him. That's a problem with blog talk.
I just told you.
Mace, here's the question. Do you believe that the senators and congressmen should be under the same Obamacare provisions as the rest of the American people?
Obamacare shouldn't have nothing to do with
do you
the government
believe
down is what
that?
I am saying.
You see how it is? You prove my point,
Mace. I know how it is. Mace,
you get
my
it,
questions.
You
just,
this is
you
the point.
I didn't answer your question.
Coming
that,
back
that,
and
that
making
didn't slow the government down. It shouldn't have been. And if you talking about everybody should be under the, just like we say, everybody should have the same health care. The Congress
listen.
and the
all right,
country.
All right, then. Answer the question.
I've told you, I agree with your concept.
Had nothing to do with it. That's just
she's
the
not
point.
Avoiding the question. Listen, I agree
I
with the concept, but the bill, they just need to go back to the table and just end it all. We should never be fussing about it. I agree with the concept because we
all right. Look, God dang it. Y'all giving me a headache. All right? My allergies are already acting up. So y'all giving me a headache here with all this talking all at one time. Listen, you know, I'll say everyone should be under the same health care plan if that's what it's going to be. But hell, government shut down, they still getting paid. And, you know, here's the thing about this also. Yes, the yeah, they're under a 1 year moratorium as far as health care, but they were the main ones complaining they couldn't afford it. So, you know, in compromise fashion, the president say, okay, we would exempt you for, you know, having a year or what have you, and you know, so everything's that. But now they want to use that against him. Why? You know, that's the type of hypocritical type actions that this government has been doing for years and years and years, and we have not stood up to say enough of this. Enough. You know, because that's definitely what it is. It's hypocritical. Yes, everyone should be a part of the Affordable Care Act, including the top government, but they not going to get up their fringe benefits at Walter Reed. Because then when they get their DUIs and, you know, they little stuck in the butts with other congressmen or little boys, then they, you know, don't have that secrecy that comes with that. So, no, they're not going to do that. So quit talking about something that's not going to happen.
Well, let's make the bottom line, okay? So we don't have to talk 2 hours and going back and forth and going around in circles. The reason why it's this and every other bill has been enacted is because Congress is corrupt and the intention is not to help out people no matter what. So I'm tired of the smoke and mirrors. I'm tired of the dog and pony show. And the major concentration of Congress is to control and to later on to kill the population. So once you have that in your head, then everything else becomes clear. That's why the VA sucks. That's why Obamacare sucks. That's why every other act that comes down the pike.
You can't even say the right word, Joe. It's not Obamacare.
It's Obamacare to me. If
no,
you don't
not.
Like it,
that's
you
what,
don't
you
have
what,
to
what
say.
Those people we just
okay, all right. All right. All right. All right, damn it. I told y'all I got a headache. Y'all got me cussing and carrying on. Dang.
All right. Eric's cussing.
Let me bring Miss Lady in. Oh, hush.
Hey.
All right, Miss Lady. Welcome to the show.
Uh-oh.
Hi.
Here she comes with the
high. I never said it, but it's good to hear Maze and Joe's voices because those other two from yesterday are so ignorant sounding. And I want to tell you, Mr. Talk, Lowe needs to stop making personal attacks. No, Lowe needs to stop. Her only claim to fame is she said she dated a millionaire. He needs to just get off of that and concentrate on increasing his own self-esteem, okay?
Eat
and stop worrying about me, okay? Okay? Stop
eat
worrying
me.
About me, okay?
You're a 40-year-old lonely-ass woman. Eat me.
He's too country and ignorant and illiterate to me, okay?
Miss Lady.
So, good to hear
can
you.
Can we get to the point?
Why she lonely and listening in every day.
You don't know anything about me. You
I'm telling the truth.
Okay?
I'm telling the truth.
And say your country, ignorant, personal
I'll
attack,
be everything.
Down where you are, because nobody cares about you.
All right.
Hello.
Go to the cream.
Oh, you must be having a headache.
Y'all go ahead
you
and
muted
get your
I mean, lady.
I'm muted her low. They want to talk at each other like that. Let them go ahead.
Oh,
and
okay. All right.
I muted both of them.
Oh, so you put them in the green room, huh?
Yeah, I put them in the green room. So they can make up kids or whatever. They in the green room.
Oh,
I told
oh
y'all,
that's perpetual motion right there. That's never going to stop.
Lord have mercy. I mean,
that's the,
you know,
don't you think that's the bottom line?
What's the bottom line? You've forgotten with all that ranting and raving.
Well, Congress so corrupt, and no matter what they do, no matter what they say, we all know it's full of shit, and that it's only for the destruction of the American people.
You know what? Yes, I do. You know, I really do. You know, I really do. You know,
so that also,
and
that would also.
Go ahead.
That would also take care of your topic for today. Why is the VA so sucky? Because they don't care. Think about this. The vets are the most important people in the United States. You know why? Because they risk their lives to preserve, supposedly preserve our freedom. But not since World War II have the vets ever gone anywhere to preserve America's freedom. It's only been out there to make money for the defense contractors.
Well, you should be mad with them.
What'd you say?
Oh, really?
I don't know what May said.
I don't know. Somebody should be mad at them. I couldn't
well,
hear
what
the
did I just say? I said I was mad at them.
But you know what, Joe? You know what? In all fairness to this VA, you know, they kind of was, I ain't going to say they don't care. They're just overloaded right now, be honest with you. Because when they said, okay, Vietnam veterans, you know, we gonna start taking your claims for Agent Orange and some other, you know, ailments. I mean, that meant they had to go back and reopen all those cases that were closed. Now, that's on top of the cases that they already got come in from Afghanistan, you know, Iraq, soldiers, you know,
well, then
getting
out, expand the VA.
Well, see, and here's the other problem, though. And what happened was, at the same time, they was working under an old system, okay? Now, what happened is they decided to, Shashinsky, I think his name is, decided to implement a new system. But, you know, which helped a little bit, but now they're still in training and implementing this system that won't be done until 2014. Of course, now we got the government shut down. So, once again, you know, files start backing up. You know,
no, you're letting them off too easily. Now, the fact
you said
they're overworked. Well, they should have prepared themselves for it. Now, don't forget, the government refused to even acknowledge for years that there was such a disease called Agent Orange Syndrome. They just believed, something happened to the vets over there, but we don't know what it is, and they denied it. When you're having people who are dying for a country, they deserve first-class treatment. If you're not treating them in a first-class way, you're not showing appreciation. Not only do vets not get shown appreciation, they get treated like second-class citizens by the VA.
Not all veterans don't. Some do because it depends on where they are. Now you can stop that one.
No, I don't have to stop that one.
Some vets get
Some may get, if they need an aspirin, they can get an aspirin.
The problem with the VA people, they don't know what it is.
I heard
you, May. The
thing is that there are a lot of vets, those who are not getting their fair due, are the majority. I have to go to the vet administration because I want my benefits. When I'm talking to the people inside the Veterans Administration, they are the dumbest creatures that have ever been hired. They don't know what they're talking about.
Well, a lot of
I can go,
in the VA.
Excuse me.
A lot of
I can go from agency to
Mays,
when I finish talking, you can talk.
I'm just saying, you straight
I know
out
what you're saying,
you
but
about.
out of a rule of just plain
correcting
courtesy, you should just
every
wait.
Every VA hospital is not the same.
VA, fine. Keep quiet, please, until I finish.
I'm going to finish so I can correct you when you
well,
want to stop.
Well, good. Fine. Bye. Thing is that when you go from different agency to different agency, they don't even know their own curriculum. They don't know their own criteria. They don't know their own agenda. They don't know their own goals. The right hand does not know what the left hand's doing.
That can be anywhere.
So what? I'm talking about the VA, not anywhere.
Yeah, and every VA is not the same. So if it's not the same because the one you go
well,
to
well, they should
like
be
that,
the same.
Don't make them all
so you're only making my argument. So again,
I'm not making your argument. I'm just telling you.
Fine.
The one that you go to might be like that.
Fine. Maze, you don't listen. So
okay,
do keep...
wait a minute. Wait. Okay, let's get it like this. Maze, which VA office do you go to?
I don't go to VA. I know plenty of people that go to VA. And they
have
no
problem.
What
the hell are you talking about then?
Maze,
evidently,
keep
I must know, and I've been in the VA hospital. Thank you.
Then
the
keep...
that I'm talking about.
First, you don't know about
the VA hospital.
No, Maze. Just because you've been in one...
I'm telling you, Mr. Talk, that's his experience. And the people that I go to VA with don't have those experiences.
Well, then fine. They don't have
That's
it.
That's what
you
I'm trying to tell him. So don't make our whole VA look bad just because you got a bad experience.
Amazing. Your brain isn't working right. The whole topic
no,
is about
is
the VA administration as a whole. We have plenty of veterans, plenty, millions, who are dissatisfied with the VA. So your particular experience doesn't really count. You're not
really?
Even
don't,
you don't, you're
that
not
that
a member of the Veterans Administration.
You
probably misconstrued whatever they tell you. So what you should do is just wait until somebody who does know about the VA.
A lot of veterans don't know that they have benefits out there. That they can go to
and I haven't finished talking, Maze. So the whole thing is that when I finish, you can come in with your
Stop
words.
Stop blabbering and go on and talk, then. Taking you too long.
Too bad.
But, Maze, if you be quiet and let them talk.
So the whole thing is that they don't care. If you talk to the majority of veterans, they're not going to give you the Maze answer. They're going to say to you, I haven't been treated right. I've had to wait too long. They tell me one thing. They tell me another thing. That's the majority of the veterans. Plus, veterans, again, should be treated with kid gloves. They should be treated as first-class citizens. People like Mace are never going to sacrifice themselves for this country. So, Mace,
oh,
you don't
know
what
I sacrificed myself for this country. Don't you, there you go with that.
You should just
again.
Sit
just
down in the corner
blabber,
and learn.
Running your blabber because you think you're supposed to know everything and you don't. Just because you had a VA treatment center that you went to.
Good,
that wasn't
good,
even
blah,
right,
blah, blah, blah.
Too bad.
Blah, 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 blah.
And then you got millions and millions
blah,
of VA veterans
blah, blah,
walking
blah,
around don't even know that they can go to VA and get in the
blah, 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 blah.
And you don't have people like Joe telling them they can
blah,
do what they can go and get.
Blah, blah, blah.
All these new VAs are screaming and crying about what they, the bad part. Or what's
blah,
bad.
Blah, 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 blah.
All right. There's just no peace today, I see. But I'm the peacemaker, dang it. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Look, it's like this. And just listen. Yes, Maze, Joe is correct. The VA does not treat everybody well. You know, in some instances, you make an appointment, you have to wait almost a whole year to get to your appointment. See, that's not efficient. You know, you have soldiers out there with PTSD that need to see counselors, but they don't have the counselors to see them. You have medication that you need. You can't get to see your psychologist because they keep replacing them or they quit and find better jobs. So no, Maze, the VA visit is not great all the time. It's not. Especially if you're in the Atlanta GA type of area. They have the worst care there is as far as the VA system. So Maze, I have no idea what you're talking about, but and yes, you're right. There are programs out there for veterans that a lot of veterans do not know about. But here's the thing. Why don't they know about it? Now, somebody's going to say, well, the veterans should go and find out for themselves. Why? Shouldn't there be somebody saying, okay, you can get this? But once again, as Joe said, you have veterans that work in the VA that sit there and customer service, and they won't tell the new veteran coming in a dang on thing. And that's not the way it should be. So get off this mess about the VA. I don't want to hear that, Maze, because your perception of what you're talking about is skewed. Because if you're not a veteran, you haven't had to deal with the VA on a personal level, then you have no idea what you're talking about. Just taking someone there doesn't equate to anything. You're still on the outside looking in. And I surely wish y'all stopped talking over each other. All right, your mic's
open. Can I speak, Mr. I talked to the VA this morning, thank you, sir. And the person that I called VA for, they were taken in today. With no problem, because they didn't know they had VA benefits. And if you call the VA and you ask for the benefit package, and they will send it to you, and you will know what VA has out there for you. But if you want to be thinking around just because you think I don't know nothing about VA, I know a whole lot more about VA than Joe is discussing and somebody else is discussing. So it's not only in the Atlanta VA area. You got VA hospitals everywhere all around the country. And if you want to get in contact with one, all you got to do is pull it up and call. and get all the information
that's
you need.
That's not what we're
because
talking about.
Because some places
about.
Where they don't have VA, they will take you in the little towns that they have, and you got VA, and they take VA patients.
Didn't he just say, well, if you have PTSD, you're trying to make
so,
an appointment,
well,
you got a
my
year off?
My friend's daughter had PTSD, and she said that they were going to think she was crazy, and she wouldn't even go to the VA until we finally took her a year to get her to go. And so when she did go, she got help.
Maze, again, you know nothing of what you're talking
I
about.
I do, so I know more about it than you.
No, you don't know more
tell
about it.
Tell me the VA
benefit
that people can get for being a veteran.
And it has nothing to
then
do.
So
we're
far.
Talking about, okay, try
that's
to get this through your head. Try to
you.
Get this through
get
your
that
head.
That to your head. You tell them what they need, where they can go and get stuff. And stop
a veteran, most of the veterans, like I've said, have complained about the VA. There's a big national issue which has been around for years. So your particular instance in which you found somebody who wanted some kind of minor treatment or wanted something minor from the Veterans Administration and they got it does not represent what the millions have had to have undergone. So sit down and keep quiet until you know what you're talking
about. I'm asking you,
Joe,
what kind of benefits, since you're talking to veterans, what kind of benefits can they get now?
What kind of benefits can they get
yes,
now?
That they can go and do.
Very, very few. Very, very few worthy of their service.
Yeah, right.
They. What do you mean, yeah, right?
You just here for
number
argument.
One, they can
and
get, they can get loans for farms and homes. I bet many of them don't know that.
What else, Mr. Paul?
Well, VA loans for houses have been around for a long time, but
yeah,
still.
But they get them. Yeah, but they get them for farms also. They can get them for farms. You
what
know
what else they can do?
They
what
can get them
they
for
have
what?
That, what else do they have out there to offer for VA?
For a farm. For a
farm.
Can they go back to school?
Well, yeah, man.
And not have to pay for it?
Maze.
And you
can
also get grants from the government, but the
it's
thing
not,
is you have to qualify for them, and you have to fight
right.
the people in the VA or in other governmental agencies in order to get your just due.
Okay.
Just because.
Now,
Mm.
Go ahead, Joe. Go. I mean, you can't, you know, the one thing to ask somebody a question, it's another thing to get a chance to answer the dang on question.
I was about to say, even if you can go to any of the governmental agencies, HRA, you can go to other splinter groups, by the time you're finished running around, going from one agency to the other, even within the same agency but different branches, you've got different people called case managers, caseworkers, who are telling you different shit.
Yeah.
And it's frustrating.
I mean,
and it's a good thing that if you're a vet and you don't need any help, but you're just trying to find out about what's available, that you don't have to use them. Because if you don't, if you needed them, you would feel like picking up a shotgun. Because and plus, they give you a hard time. You're talking about, well, I thought that, well, sir, I explained to you, and then they interrupt you. Oh, I've had fights on the phone with people who've worked in government trying to, and I'm trying to find out about what my particular benefits are just because I was in the service. And I'm talking to people, and I'm, oh, boy, if I wanted to smack around some people. Ooh, just on the phone. Oh. It's crazy.
Okay. Uh-huh. All right. Welcome back, Mr. Lowe.
Yes, sir.
I was just about to ask where Lowe was.
Man, I almost went smoked a crack rock a few minutes ago.
Look, it's like this. You know, the VA, you know, yes, they overloaded. They need personnel. But, you know, like I said before, a lot of instances, those are veterans sitting up there helping you when you walk in, and they're not trying to help anybody. It's more of a it's more the things it's more the thing of I got mine, you need to get yours, you know,
right.
And that's why we need to help veterans. Need to help veterans, you know, and then you can get around all that unnecessary treadmill they call the VA, and that's what it is—a treadmill because you're either walking or running some damn where and going nowhere at the same time. So
One of the worst things that can happen is someone that has been in a situation finally make it to the backside of that situation and say, well, you know, I'm really not concerned about that now. You know, like you said, I got mine. So I'm really not concerned about anyone else, even though I am the go-between to actually point this person in the right direction. Now, I need them to come to me because I need the people to think that I have a career, a job, a profession, or whatever that's actually valid for me to make money, but at the same time, this person that's coming to me asking me questions to be able to get somewhere directly, if I tell them, hey, you didn't really have to come to me. All you had to do was just go over there to get your answers, then they are eventually going to feel that they don't need me, and the system will say they don't need me. So the runaround is for a reason. You know, everybody that's listening right now has been on the runaround.
I'll tell you after you're finished, Lo, what
go
my
ahead,
opinion
I'm good.
Is.
I look at him and breaking in on Lo.
No, shut up, Maze.
Yeah, shut up twice, Maze.
I'm not lady.
I'm sorry. You're right. I'm sorry. Go ahead there, Joe.
Okay, I'll say shut up, Maze. Jesus Christ, Maze.
I asked you, Joe, you never get what,
here's
what,
the thing.
What benefits the veteran
here's
have.
The thing about the
go
the,
find out and come back
the,
and tell
the runaround. You know why that runaround is there? Because this is the opinion I've come with just recently, is that they don't measure success by how much they help a veteran. They measure success by how many people come into the office. That's the conclusion I've come up with, because they don't try worth it, damn, to try to help you. I get my information over the phone because I try to narrow down what it is that I want and what it is that they can give me over the phone so that I don't have to come in. It saves me a lot of time and trouble.
If you had a
lot of miles,
if you had a VA rep, you wouldn't have to go through the phone. They would do it for you.
Well, your VA rep.
That's the problem with a lot of people. They don't have a rep.
Your VA rep, your rep is only there to help you so much, and they're not going to do a lot of the legwork for you. You know, a lot of the legwork that has to be done, you're going to have to do it and present your rep with an actual packet, if you will, of all the information that they'll need to proceed. Other than that, you're pretty much on your own.
Okay.
Oh, they can give you the information, like, say, the information pack, and you can go online and get all the information. It's the criteria that's the problem. In other words, you're trying to say to them, okay, tell me what the bottom line is in order for me to be accepted into this program or to get this particular grant or to get this particular assistance. And they will. One agency will tell you one thing. Another agency of the same, let's say, different branch of the same agency, we'll tell you something different because, what do they call them, the intake assessment, the case managers, they don't know and they don't care.
Right.
The whole thing. It's not just the VA. It's the entire governmental system. You can go to the Human Resources Administration. You can go to HUD. They don't know and they don't care. And the vets are the worst ones because they're the ones who've gone through the same thing that we have all gone through. And they do have this attitude, well, okay, I got this nice, cushy office now. Now
I got mine.
Why don't you go to another state that has a good VA officer? Maybe they can help you out with some of the things you don't know.
Well, the thing is, one thing that will happen is you'll be asked, we have reps. I mean, even if you, like, I live in a parish. I live in St. John the Baptist Parish. And if I go to Ouachita Parish, I'll be asked, well, why didn't you go to
why
the
didn't
rep
you go to the other
in
one?
Your,
yeah.
Yeah, why didn't you go to the rep right there in your own parish? See, just like Joe said, a lot of these things go solely off of numbers. That's it.
It's a shame that people that's been that are vets don't know the benefits that they have or some of the things that they could get, and they walk around and complaining about them, and some of them never file for.
So let me try to make this very simple for you.
I don't need you to make it.
Yeah, you do. You need to have things explained
to
you at least three or four times. These are two different issues. You're talking about trying to get the veterans to know about the benefits, and we're talking about we know about the benefits, and if those benefits that we don't know about, we cannot get clarification on. Different issues.
Well, if you went to the right place, you could get clarification, but you don't know where to go, and they're trying to find out how to get there.
Well, what do you think
problem.
We're talking about, Mace? You just made
my
argument.
What are you talking about?
You're like one of those people that Jimmy Kimmel asked on the street.
You're like one of those people.
Hey, no personal attacks.
Like
no personal
attacks.
Yeah,
no personal
attacks.
Yeah,
yeah.
Not like
you're
it's
like
true
like
or anything.
You're like a donkey with turn up all times. Talk about nothing.
Well, I can tell from my own personal endeavors that it was a situation I had when I got out the military. You know, I wasn't concerned about certain things that pertain to my records. And I was one of those guys that, you know, if you go to sick call and you miss on this, whatever the case may be, if you miss this this mission or whatever the case may be, then down the road we're going to remember that. And if it's, I don't know, feces burning detail, we're gonna look back in our records and say, okay, well, you know, so and so didn't make this. Well, put them on that. And a lot of people, they would go to work hurt or sick or whatever just to avoid situations like that. You know, it's like.
Well, Lo, most people, well, I'm going to tell you about somebody that worked in Agent Orange. And from the VA, didn't know they could get anything for being in Agent Orange. And all of that stuff from his heart attack he had, he qualified for help because of him being in Agent Orange.
Mm-hmm.
But didn't know that
well,
for years.
I'll throw
and
something
when he
else
found
at
out,
you.
Huh?
I'm going to throw this at you. Used to, a lot of those guys that went to Vietnam specifically, all they had to do was come in, and if it wasn't annotated that they were on their paperwork that they were in Vietnam, all they would have to do is to have, let's say, me and Joe was in Vietnam together. Joe would write a letter. I get it notarized, and I'll take it up there. Yes, Lo served with me in Vietnam, in this area, whatever, whatever. They don't do that so much anymore. Now it's
nope.
So many.
They don't do that at all.
They
right.
Have your medical records on file. If
but
you've been
yeah, but you're the one who got to go on. Look, if you want to prove something,
you don't
the
have
one
to,
who
go
got to
go nowhere.
To medical,
just listen, Maze.
Maze, you know
about?
What you should do? Seriously?
Just, hold up, Joe. Go ahead, Mr. Tuff.
You have to prove, you have to go back through your own medical records and prove, let's say you were appealing something that they didn't give you a connection on. You got to go back
right.
And provide them with a copy your damn self. They don't
right.
They, even though they got the medical records right there, you got to provide them with it. And that's a problem.
Right.
And that's a problem I have. But hold on, let me bring up Kat in. She wants to get a piece of this.
Who?
Kat.
Well, I haven't
Kat.
Even
you heard.
Mr. Talk.
You heard.
Mr. Talk, I've been on the line for a while. I haven't even said anything.
Okay,
well,
good. Keep
shutting
up.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, I'm at the Kat then. I just want to make sure I'm at the Kat then.
All right, go ahead, Kat. Your line is open. Welcome to the show.
Hi. I haven't called in a while. I haven't been around, but you guys have brought up, like, 10 different issues with the VA here, and you're not solving anything. First thing I'd like to address what Joe was talking about the disparity in services that the VA offers. Now,
go ahead, Kat. You got a background?
Go ahead. That wasn't me.
Oh, okay.
Shut up, Joe. White knight. John Armour.
The reason you have a disparity in VA services in different regions in the country is because of your congressman. When you have a congressman that is proactive in getting excellent VA care, you get it. Here in Central Texas, Mr. Talk may disagree with me. I know that I get excellent care as a woman. And even if I have a doctor that's not that can help me, they will pay for a private doctor.
That's what I see.
Yeah, and I get excellent care because when George Bush was our governor here, he, and then when he was president, well, we just got a new clinic built that's the best in the country. And we even can get oncology treatment and MRI. I don't know if they've got the new MRI machine yet, but they are going to. But honestly, it's because of your congressman that you have this disparity in services across the country. It's not the VA's fault. It's how your congressman fights to get funding at that VA. And the way they rate services at the VA, is there a lot of background noise?
Sound like water.
Yeah, I'm hearing it too.
Not me. Well, anyway, the way they rate services at the VA, there's a lot of criteria they use. Now, there are veterans that have higher priorities. VA has a priority rating system.
Now, yeah.
You can look it up online, what it entails. But people in the top priorities have to get an appointment in a
a shorter length of time than people with longer priorities. And if they can't get you in that in that time, if your priority is high, they'll send you to a private doctor that they have contracted. But the top officials, the top administrators at the VA, they get bonuses. They're not great. I think they're only a couple thousand dollars. But, you know, people bitch about the VA getting bonuses. Well, you know, these are people who are doing the best they can with the system, and I think they should get bonuses because in the private sector, people get bonuses. In government, a lot of people get bonuses.
Okay.
Whoa. One question. Why should they receive bonuses? Because the soldier that's out there humping and pumping every day, he doesn't get a bonus. But
well,
he works for the government. He works for the government, and this is his job. Go ahead.
Excuse me, Lo. If you're in the military right now and you sign up to go back to it wasn't this way when I was in. You get like a $40,000 bonus now. You do get bonuses in the military.
Not every MOS. That's not true. Not every
That's
MOS
true.
Is going to get a bonus.
Did you not hear what I said, Lo?
Reenlistment bonus.
You get
not
reenlistment
every...
bonus? Okay, let me just say this. There are reenlistment bonuses. You get bonuses to reenlist, okay?
Mm-hmm.
The amount you get depends on your MOS, okay, Lo? Why should they get bonuses? Because in the private sector, top administrators of these hospitals, have you looked at what they make? I mean, they get bonuses like you wouldn't believe. So if we don't attract...
Okay, let me finish.
I hardly ever
one
call
One thing at a time.
If you don't attract talent to run this, if you don't attract people that have certification and knowing how to run hospitals and be administrators, then they're just going to go to the private sector and you're just going to be left with these lackey appointees, just somebody's brother. It's going to be a lot of nepotism. So why can't we attract better talent? I don't know why you have to have this war on people who make more money than you do. Sometimes people who make more money than you do deserve it.
Hold on. I could care less about people that make more money than I do. You don't know anything about me. Second, like I said.
Well, you always make it personal. I don't
want
that.
Can I ask you a question? Could you tell them how they can get their benefits if they're in a slow place where they can't get the benefits like somebody that's got nice VA and stuff like that and the new benefits that's out there for them? Could you
keep getting stuck, Maze, on one particular issue, which that issue is already null and void. It's not about just knowing about the benefits. People should know. We've got three veterans on the line who have been telling
you,
if you would open up your ears, that there is a problem with getting the benefits, not knowing about them. Getting the benefits they know about.
Help the people.
Okay, so that particular issue is null and void. Now, to answer Kat's thing about going around the country, there may be different VA administrators which are better in one county or one state than there are in different states. That's fine.
Right.
Okay, when you have a shitty VA in your particular state, the fact that the neighboring state has a better VA is of no consequence. When you're trying
right.
to find out about your particular benefits in your state, and that state sucks, it sucks. Now,
okay,
right.
I'll tell you how to do that, Joe.
What?
I'll tell you how to find out about all your veterans' benefits. Okay, it's very simple.
It's not, okay, you got the same thing as me. It's not about finding out about your benefits. You can go online, or you can
right.
have them sent to you. It's about when you know your benefits and trying to get things done to get what you deserve. Am I making myself clear?
Okay, I'll tell you how to do that.
Huh? Okay.
I'll tell you how to do that. You choose whichever region you're in, go to that VA facility. I mean, to the hospital, the clinic, wherever you're going to receive care. You go in there and you get vetted. In other words, if you've never been in, you get yourself in the VA system. That takes paperwork. You take your DD-214. I don't know if the Air Force has a DD-214.
DD-214.
Yeah. And you go in and you just fill out the paperwork, and they process it to make sure that you are who you say you are. And
do you not, Kat, do you not think anybody here has done that, or everybody here on the line has done that?
Well, your question was how do people get services? I don't know how far you are
well,
along.
Well, I'm not talking about the requirements, the superficial requirements of filling out paperwork. We've done that. It's still getting qualified, still talking to people who know what they're talking about, and still not having delays done.
Okay, well, you have a primary care physician, and then they have nurses, and they have a clerk, and you can ask them questions, but
okay.
You're not going to get anywhere without...
And I'm not even talking just about the VA regarding hospital and health care. It's about other types of benefits as well. When you talk
okay,
to
okay,
one,
guys,
to, as
okay,
I've already said, huh?
Okay, Mr. Talk, you told me not to argue. I was muted. I was quiet. Yes, I've been listening for a while.
Go ahead, Mike.
For a while, I thought I was after that. Okay.
Let me finish. I would tell him.
I'm being treated like a clown here. This is not.
Go ahead, Mike.
No, I'm giving my time to you. Let Kat go because y'all caused me a trouble. I want to let Kat go, and Ken, I want to say again, can I please be after Kat? Because I'm a veteran, too.
Okay. Kat, go ahead. Finish up, please. And then Mike goes.
Okay. All I want to say, and then I will not say anymore, because I tell people this all the time. I help people with their VA benefits. It's one of the volunteer things I do. The best way, whatever state you live in, to know what all your veterans' benefits are, whether they're with medical, home loans, anything that you need. Your state has a veteran.
There are grants, mortgage assistance, rental assistance, job assistance. Right.
There you go.
Go on.
I'm going to hang up when I finish, Joe, and you can have the floor.
Okay, thanks.
Every state has a Veterans Commission. Every state has it. In Texas, it's called the Texas Veterans Commission. In your state, it's probably called something else. And the employees are your state's employees. They do not work for the VA. They are not federal
employees. I don't give a fuck about the breakdown of
just
the fucking bureaucracy. What we're talking
up,
about is that the bureaucracy has too much red tape, too many indifferent people to make
tape.
It work.
You got
too
much
now, so whatever it is. Go ahead, Mike.
What, Joe, no, it does work. I don't know what you're talking
what
about.
What the fuck are you talking about? Do you not hear fucking Low, me, and fucking Eric telling you about it? It's not working?
It's not working for you?
Jesus
okay.
Christ.
Jesus, a fucking Jesus. Three fucking... It's not working for me. Three people telling you. And it's going to one ear right
what
out the
is,
other.
What is am I learning from you, Joe? Nothing but a whole
That's
bunch
That's right.
Of
you're
junk.
Not learning anything. You should try to learn.
Junk.
And catch.
The
breakdown of the...
You interrupt me every time I try to talk.
Michael, go ahead, man.
Go ahead, Michael.
All right, guys. I've been patient. I've been on my good behavior. I've been at ease all the time. Wow. Maybe this. Oh, I'm going back to my old military days. By being patient with you guys.
Shut up, Michael. Give me your point.
Wow. Now, I mean, I really have to rush. I mean, because right now you're treating me unfairly. Right, okay, I will. Okay, this is my point. I mean, everything I'm saying is my point. Everything I'm saying is my point. You keep interrupting me. I mean, you can meet me again because I mean, I've been listening to everybody for the last 30 minutes.
Mike,
so, you know what? Hold on, Mr. Talk. Since I'm disruptive, I'm going to meet myself and I'll wait till my last comment. I'll meet myself.
I'm fucking real. God damn, I'm fucking real.
Again, I'm glad it happened. Again, like I said, I could care less.
You got
to
mute people and they can't just talk.
Hey, he muted himself.
Maze, let him talk.
Joe, you be quiet and let Kat go on the
phone. Like I was saying.
Somebody might need the information that she's going to give out, not Joe's non-information. So let Kat give the information she's trying to give.
Kat is no longer on the line, so.
Okay, then, when she don't have no.
Ran in and ran out. Again,
okay.
Like I was saying for the third time, I don't care how much money someone makes, but the thing is, a government employee makes only so much money, and that's the amount of money that they're told, okay, well, you're private E1, you're going to make $1,300 a month, and you're going to work like heck to make that money, and private E1 understands that. Now, just because you were in the private sector and you have a doctorate in medicine and you're doing your job, that does not that doesn't give you extra money. There shouldn't be a bonus because you're doing your job. I don't see it. And when you want to talk about the private sector, go back into the private sector if you want a bonus. That's the way I see that. And, I mean, Joe don't get a job, and I'm not talking about you, Joe, specifically, but Joe that's doing the best he can every day, showing up the formation, you know, calling Cadence, even though he don't have to do that because he's lower enlisted or whatever the case may be, he don't get a bonus. And nobody is guaranteed anything in the military right now. The government's shut down right now. So how can
the
someone say, oh, everybody's
down.
Getting $40,000? Nobody.
The
not
VA
every
is
job.
Open. It's not closed.
What's that?
The VA is not closed. Not when
I'm not saying
today.
I'm not saying
not
that
the entire
VA
government
closed.
Is shut down and
right.
It won't be shut down. So why is
right.
it every time somebody says something, you always got to come back
Joe,
with,
you go,
with the
you,
remark?
You know what
it's
you
always
got to
be the opposite.
Some holy water on you and talk about you know what makes you
holy
run.
Water. Oh wow.
The devil.
He's
heathen.
Oh.
Well,
he's a heathen, but, you know, just cut it out. But, no, my point is this. As far as the money goes,
you said
people
it four times.
Do things just for bonuses. Yeah, you're right. I did.
You said it four
how
times.
You,
you're belaboring
you
the point. You know something? I'm listening. You guys are very entertaining. But, Lo, you really kill me. You sound like an underachiever complaining like, oh, just because someone go and get a doctorate or something in medicine and do this and they can earn more than a buck private, you must have flunked out of school. You really do sound like you are 37 years old and you sounding like a real ass backwards. You from Louisiana. You really sound real ass backwards.
So now,
just because
now you're going
hard with
yesterday
and
going
well in school
right, this,
and
me,
achieve something and
something
achieve something and
day?
They have a higher position than me, I don't care. Like it's such a simple thing to do. If it's so simple, how come you didn't do it?
Now you're going on with yesterday's rant.
No, you're a buck private. You're a buck private, and you're a buck private in life, and you sound like you're complaining.
Okay, well,
if somebody has the skills and the talent and the accolades and the resume to work in the private sector, and then go over into the VA and the federal government in administrative position, and they earn way more than you, you act like you don't care, but you do care because you mentioned it four times.
I keep hearing idiots.
Okay. Go ahead,
one
Mike.
One thing at a time.
Go ahead,
okay.
Mike.
Well, okay.
Then Mike
the
talk.
Thing is this. Thanks.
Mike, you
all you gotta do is get a VA
to.
Rep and he can come on and explain to the people that you're to know and don't know nothing.
The
about.
Thing is this.
I'm not a vet,
okay.
So I can't tell y'all nothing.
Okay.
Well, let me make my statement.
Hold on,
Mike.
I know more about it than y'all do. Isn't that certain?
Well, let me
say
this.
Hold on, because, you know, Beasley turned this into me and him and everything else.
It's not about
you. I'm just reacting to what
you
say.
You always get personal.
Now, you've been rude, Dave.
Beasley always.
I want to do a roll call real quick. I just want to do a roll call. You got me, you have Joe, you got Mr. Talk, you got Lo, you got Chef Rob, you got Ron Rest, you got Perry Steele, you got Mr. Solution, right? All these names that I've read, known him, all of us been in the damn military. Every one of us has been in the military and the social. And what I would like to tell all those people, if you're hearing me, and what is, see, we have to, one veteran has to work with one another, but we have to stay at the facts. You can go on the internet and they have the veteran's fact sheet. You know, if you read that fact sheet and you get with another veteran or you don't have to get, it gives you the facts. So what I'm saying is,
Thank you.
Far as fucking with that VA, it's once we empower ourselves and know our facts, what's written, because fuck with these conspiracy theories on these blog talk videos. You can go to government websites. They give you facts. You know why I call them facts? Because I can challenge them in black and white. It's in black and white. I got the government official who say .gov. I don't play with no .org and philosophy websites. I go to the facts. Go Google up veterans' fact sheet and tell you everything. Once you know your facts, you have the power. They can't fuck with you. And if you know another veteran that doesn't know those facts, you go in and relay that and you empower them to do so. So that's what I'm saying. Now, I'm saying when once we know that fact,
then we can change it. Now, I want to say another thing. It's the government's fault because they should have been ready for veterans that's coming home. A boatload, they knew we're in a 10-year war. This nation should have been ready. It should not be almost 300, 200 days for someone
exactly.
to get an initial claim decision. It's crazy as shit for us to be technologically advanced. We go to space, and guess what? Now, I want to say this about this question. I want to say this, and I'll be quiet. I never said that they should shut the government down. I said that they should did it way before this because they're adults. Now, I want to refer to they said the Veteran Affairs got 3 weeks. So that means we got a little bit extra money than a little bit other departments do. Now, they said in 3 weeks the claim process is canned in. I don't agree with the shutdown. I never said I agree with the shutdown. Only thing I'm saying is that they iron out these points. The Republican says, well, we want to repair it. Then they say, well, let's go for a year. Then they say, well, you know what? I want to take something out. So they're changing. I'm just saying you got to have a give and take. It shouldn't have never came to this point, guys. That's all I wanted to say. Veterans, get your facts, your powers up, and when you go down to that VA, what have you, the people, they serve you. Once you have your facts, you know your facts, you know what you're doing. It should be a piece of cake. That's all I'm saying. And we have to put pressure on them when they don't do. And like you said, Mr. Talk, most veterans serve other veterans, but some of them have attitudes. So that's all I wanted to say.
Mm.
That's it.
Good point. A lot of
and
people
some of them have
an
attitude
that
with the, and some of them have
to serve
attitude
you.
With the VA. Some of them have an attitude with the VA system because it doesn't work for them. And some people have great VA, and they don't have no problem at all.
A lot of people have a problem.
And I don't know
a lot of people,
being no vet.
A lot of people have a problem with the VA system
but I think
because
they gave me a certificate
or
something when retirement came. I think they gave me something.
Am I muted or something?
No, you're still on, Lo.
A lot of people have a problem with their VA representative because their representative doesn't know enough to send them in the right to point them in the right direction.
Well, that's why you
or
get another one.
Actually tell them, no, listen, you talk about that's why you get another one. If
that's
I
why you get for another
in,
one.
If I live in bumfuck Alabama and the next VA rep is 4 or 5 hours away from me, this is my go-between, not somebody I got to drive 4 or 5 hours. Oh, we just get another one. It's not that easy. These people have a job. That's their job. They apply for these positions. And they don't get fired just because I don't like the services that I'm receiving from them. Because you got 4 or 5 other people that say, oh, well, you know, he's all right by me, but, you know, every now and then, you know, he gets a little out there. So it doesn't always work like that. You know, people look at this thing and say, well, just get another one. It doesn't just work like that. That's their job. And a lot of them are veterans that's using the same system. And what they'll decide to do is say, hey, you know, I know I'm going to have some success rate, but I'm also going to have some failure rate too. That's not your prerogative. Your prerogative is to ensure that you have 100% success rate because when these people are out there suffering and scuffling for the military, they wasn't looking forward to the person that's going to help them on the backside say, well, you know, I just don't have time to go through everything that I would need to help Lo. That's not their prerogative. They are there to help every individual as much as they can. Sure, we know 2 or 3 people that, oh, yeah, well, so-and-so been fighting the VA for 15 years, and he finally got $43,000. Yeah, but why did
Hello.
They have to fight that long to get
well,
that
did you retire
money?
From the military?
Who?
You.
Of course not. Are you serious?
Oh, okay. Did anybody retire from the military?
Yeah,
yeah
I retired.
From the military.
Never retired.
What did they
yeah,
give you when you
Talkin.
Retired? Didn't they give you a certificate or something when you retired?
A certificate?
Yeah,
didn't
they
give you the Department of Defense form.
They gave me.
Yeah.
They gave me my freedom. That's what they
oh,
gave
right.
me.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
A DD-214, DD-214 was what he
mm-hmm.
received.
And a flag. And a flag.
Yeah, okay.
And a right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I thought they gave you something, but
right.
I'm not a vet.
Well, and your point is what?
Mace, we were trying to tell you all these vets. I named all those vets, and I'm just saying.
I said I know
more.
I know just as much as I know the same thing that
right,
they know.
You
for some reason,
then.
I guess
you
I just dropped out
one
you don't know the same
if
thing
Michael
that a vet knows when they're bad at going through what he's going through.
You don't know if I'm a vet or not.
Can Michael finish, please?
Well, you ain't said it.
Yeah,
everybody
go ahead,
else
Michael.
Saying it. She would have claimed it.
Same
I'm just
place.
Saying. I'm just saying. Though, I mean, we're telling you some good stuff, though. You know, it's not. It is what it is. That's all I want to
tell
you guys.
I tell you what. One of the worst things a person can do is when they're leaving the military, whether retiring or just ETSing, one of the worst things they can do if they have combat experience is to not get that annotated on their DD-214. I have a partner of mine right now. He did not get those dates that says that he was in a specific area at a specific time on his exiting papers that say, okay, well, you was in, and this is what you did, blah, 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 in layman's terms. But he didn't get that on there because he was ready to get out, you know, no problem, whatever, whatever. But he's catching hell right now just because those dates are not annotated on a piece of paper.
Yeah.
And you were
That's
right.
True.
You were right, Mr. Tark. You were right. You used to, you could go and say, hey, Joe and I served together, and, you know, I can vouch for Joe. I'm going to write a statement. I'm going to get it notarized. And here, go with that, Joe. Used to, you could do that. But it's not like that anymore.
Yeah.
And,
well,
and on a simple level, something is like going to a home improvement store. If you don't have anything, quote-unquote, I think it's service-connected, you won't receive all of those discounts that the...
Yeah, that was changed. Yep, that's
yeah,
right.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, you don't receive all those discounts, even though, okay, Joe was there, and, you know, we're not going to give him this combat badge because he wasn't actually in the fight, but because Lowe was actually in the fight, he'll receive that badge.
Yeah. There's another thing.
That's a different thing now.
There's another thing people don't know. Is that on your DD-214, there's a particular area there, a special code that's letting potential employers and other governmental officials know about some status they've assigned to you. Let's say, for example, you've been in combat or you haven't been in combat or you're particular in the Army, CMOS, or let's say you've gone and you've gotten too many benefits from within the service, like, say, medical benefits or something like that. They put that on your fucking DD-214. They don't let the vet know, but they let potential employers know about it so that when you're applying for a particular job, if they know about that code and they'll say, ah, well, everything about him seems qualified, except for the fact that he might have given too many commissioned officers a little bit of trouble. He was
so
rebel rounder.
Yeah, kind of like they would call, if let's say you had somebody that every time you turn around, it was at sick call. It's kind of like what they would call in the military.
Well, that's a malinger. Yeah, that's a malinger, a sick call,
right.
I think. But if you're a person who doesn't like authority, uh-oh.
Forget about it, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
imagine that.
It's rigged against the vet, and that's the whole thing
right.
that we're talking about. The veteran should
right.
get first-class treatment. Anybody gets their foot blown off, gets a hangnail in the service, they deserve better treatment than civilians, as far as I'm concerned.
Right.
Especially
because
people who are talking about the VA don't know shit.
Hey, stop throwing haymakers.
You're right.
The people that stand on the outside looking into the system, they only know that, okay, well, you know, I have a cousin that was in or retired or whatever, or went to this place or that place, and the VA treat them real good. And that's the facade that they want everybody to see. Or this old man that's, you know, was hurt in Vietnam and you know, he receives a nice little check every month. He got a nice car and house is okay and all that. But that's the only portion that they want you to see. They don't want you to see the part where the guy that just went in, did the job, and tried to make it, you know, with the circumstances. They don't want you to see when he goes to try to get benefits for school. Oh, well, you didn't complete this portion. You wasn't in this portion enough, or whatever the case may be.
No, you can get benefits not to go to school with no problem.
Mays, again,
just
here's
go
the
to
thing.
The VA.
There are millions of veterans that you're discounting who don't get not just the benefits, but get run around in order to get the benefits and have to wait too long and get lied to.
It just came in effect, so they don't have to wait too long. I think it just came in effect, if I'm not wrong.
Now you think.
I have a solution to the backlog.
Fuck this. These veterans, these boys come off this chaos in the world. This is my solution. Only thing you got to do is put an eye on it. If they got it in their medical records when they were in the military and you see their claim and they can back it up anytime because you get your you take your physical, when you go to the VA, that first process of going to that video, if they can document it and match it up, pay them their money, bottom line, and move on. Bottom line, stop with this bureaucratic shit. If it matches up, you look your eye, that's it, bottom line.
I wonder what's the argument about? That's how you end the backlog.
Listen. In theory, it sounds good, but...
That's not in theory. That's how you move. All right. All right. Y'all are really making my headache really worse right about now. Look, here it is. All right. The backlog, you're not going to fix the backlog by just, as Michael say, just if it's in your medical records, pay the man. Because before they have to do any of that, number one, they got to go back to DFAS and see if you owe DFAS and Army any money. Now, what you fell in remember is when the VA said, okay, to all these veterans from Vietnam, that, okay, you can include Agent Orange. That meant the VA had to go back, reopen all those claims. And see, and then go back and go all the way through for compensation from the point of then up to now. Now, at the same time, while that's going on, you still got new claims coming in, and they just didn't have the individuals to work the claims. All right? Now, they implemented a new system that's more automatic, but that's not completely in. So, you know, they're moving from doing it by hand, but the new system is going to take a while. So, yes, there's going to be a backlog. They're getting better at it. But, of course, you know, as in the military, y'all been in a long time to know. You know, it's hurry up and wait. So, if you're doing a claim or whatever, and you're looking for it immediately, usually they tell you between right now, it used to be 2 years. I think right now it's between 12 and 18 months. So, it is getting better. We don't see it. And they can't keep doctors around long enough to treat veterans. All right? So now, I've said it. Now, I'm opening up your mics.
Yeah, that was some excuse bullshit, Ron Reckon there. Let me tell you one thing. Like I said, a lot of bureaucratic bullcrap was going on. The only thing I'm saying, they knew they were going to end this, and they should have had a big safety net for the backlog. We can get ready for space. We can go to Mars. We can do all this other shit. We can fire rockets. They knew them soldiers was going to come home. And now I'm saying, since you wasn't ready for them, I'm saying you got to ease some of the bureaucratic shit. And you talking about they got to go back. You only got one medical record. Keep track of the fucking medical records. Put an eye on it and get rid of some of the bureaucratic shit and say, listen,
there you go. Thank you. Don't shoot him no more, please. As far as Michael is concerned with what he's saying, now, bureaucracy is there, but at the same time, you can't just, like he say, go back and pay the man. Because, see, you also have to look at the fact that, okay, let's say, for instance, we were playing for physical training. We were playing flag football, and I somehow stepped in a hole and I broke my ankle. I went to sick call. Everybody knew I was on crutches, all of this stuff. But when I get out the military, if some kind of way that's not in my medical records, it won't even matter.
Well, some people should have made sure that they had all that stuff in there before they got out.
You have an answer for everybody. You have an answer for everybody.
That's early.
I'm just telling you what
you
did. That was your mistake.
If you are 19 years old or 20 years old, you feel that in the mind state they put you in is that you are invincible. And
really?
If you hurt yourself, yeah, if you're 19 or 20 and you join the military, you're invincible.
And if you hurt yourself, they have your medical record somewhere. You just got to get deep and help them.
Oh, that's all there is to it, man. So you know that for a fact.
Up,
they allow you to review your medical records before you get out.
Wait a minute. Hold on, Joe.
Okay.
Hold on, Joe. Man, you know what? I'm tired of hearing your mouth right now. I really am. All right? Now, let me break something down to you. Because I was an outstanding NCO. I was. You know, and I did a whole lot of things when I was hurt, like walking on a bad, you know, climbing up on one of the biggest trucks the Army has. But did I go on sick call? No. No, because my job was to take care of my troops. And that was my first concern, take care of my troops. You understand? You know, you're making it sound like just make sure it's in your medical record. Well, in some instances, it's not going to be there because most NCOs, if there are any true NCOs, they put their soldiers first before they put themselves. So we did a lot of stuff hurt. We did a lot of stuff sick, you know, just to make sure our soldiers were taken care of. So don't quit giving me this bull, Mace. You know, and you're giving me a headache right now.
Well, you already said you had a headache, Mr. Talk, but it sounds good because, on the face, it sounds good because Maze is speaking from the experience that she has with someone that she knows that went through that.
Not the last answer. I hope Maze comes back. I want to ask her a question. Go ahead, Maze.
Just keep it in your medical records. It's all of this. There are so many things that you or I or any and a lot of guys right now not going to go to sick call for. And just like you said, Mr. Talk, if you're a hard-charging NCO, you got to make sure that when you turn around and you look over your shoulder, Watson behind you is going to say, you know what, Sergeant's going to take care of me. Sergeant's there to stand up for me. Sarge will do whatever he can, so you got to lead from the front.
Mm-hmm.
It all sounds like it sounds like something out of a movie,
but it's
the truth in the system. If you turn around and every time you look, Sarge on sick call, Sarge this, Sarge that. Sarge ain't nothing but a fucking malingerer. Fuck him.
Mm-hmm.
That's
mm-hmm.
what's going to happen.
Yep. It's made back. I want to ask her a question.
These are the people that's going to have your back.
Let me explain something to you. When you go into the military, you get a physical. Lo didn't have blood pressure when he went in there, and when Lo get ready to leave, he going to get a physical. Lo got blood pressure, he's getting ready to leave out, but he didn't have it when he came in. Mr. Talk got bad feet, he didn't have it when he went in there, but he's leaving out now with bad feet. Your physical that you leave out with is what you got when you was in there, not what you got before you went in.
Mays, let me ask
so
you
that
this question.
Is your record.
You know about the medical records. At what point in time when you're
I don't
short,
supposed to know about this stuff.
Well, if you don't know about it, what are you talking about?
Because I'm not a veteran. I'm supposed to know about this.
Then keep your ass on the couch.
That's your damn record to let you know what you were before you went in there.
Let me ask you this, Mace. At what point when you're short, do you have a chance to review your records?
Yes, you do.
I'm asking you. At what point when you're short, do you have a chance to review your medical records?
Your medical records? After when you went in and when you got out. It shows what you had when you went in and when you
That's
had
not the answer to my
out.
Question. The only
that
thing you're
your
saying
record.
Is that you have a medical record going in and a medical record going out. Now
that's
answer
right.
my question.
If nothing was wrong, that's when you
I don't know what question you answered, but answer my question.
I just answered your question.
One thing that happened. A body in motion, as long as it's in motion, it's going to feel fine. It's going to feel real good. But as soon as you either leave the military via a retirement or ETS, when you don't have to get up every day at 6:30 and go run 4 or 5 or 7 miles and got to do all of this stuff, your body is going to tell you on the backside of those things. You never knew when you stumped your toe was going to be a big problem for you in a few years. You never thought about it because you fought through it. And then on the backside of it, what I'm telling you has everything to do with what goes on with a lot of people in the military. And the VA cannot help you if you didn't file for something then. I mean, if you didn't go to sick called in and you didn't say, hey, well, let me get a copy of that right
now. No, I'm not even talking about the benefits, Lo. What I'm saying is I'm answering her question, which was, well, why didn't you make sure that it was in your records? So, at what
do you have a copy of your medical records now?
So at what point when you're
sure?
Yeah, it's
not much in it.
What point? Let's get this thing out of the way. At what point did
you
say,
you had a clean record when you went in there? When you came out, you had all these things wrong with you?
Let him finish, Maze.
Maze, here's a question for you.
Maze!
When you are an airman or a soldier or a Marine or a sailor, at what point do you review your medical records when you're short?
Never.
Oh, don't give her the answer.
When you're out processing, you do see your medical records from in and out, Joe.
Oh, you do?
Really?
That's what.
Did anybody here have a chance to take a look at
your medical records? You should know the day you went in and the day you got out.
Any of the vets here,
if you
have a chance to take a look at your medical records before you got out?
You don't have them.
Of course not.
No, you don't have
well,
them.
Well, then, Maze, you don't know what the freak you're talking about. So, again,
I do know what I'm talking about.
Just
they
put your freaking ass on the couch and just listen and learn.
It's going to ask you about your ears. It's going to ask you about
You keep talking about the entrance and the exit physical. That's all you're talking about. You're not talking about when you were in, and like I said again for the umpteenth time, when you were in and you had an accident in a vehicle and, oh, yeah, well, just shake it off. You'll be okay. And you didn't know that the little shoulder tingling that you felt then, 4 or 5 years down the road when you were out of the military.
And then they don't even connect it to the military, right?
It's not service connected, so forget about it. We didn't do that. You might have had an accident in your yard cutting grass or something. There are so many obstacles in front of the people, and one obstacle that shouldn't be there is the representative. The representative feels, hey, you know, I got to keep my job going. I got to keep everything flowing.
Yeah.
So, hey, you win some, you lose some.
He's only part of the bureaucratic process. The only thing he's like a politician, the only thing he gives a rat's ass now about is keeping his job. And again, my assumption, and unless somebody can correct me, is that in order to judge how the vet and other agencies are working, it's not the results they get. It's the number of people, in my opinion, that apply at these agencies.
Right.
That's how they're going to tell the people, well, we're doing our job. We're spending money because we're helping people because look at all the people who are coming into our agency. Bullshit. If you've got 1 million people coming in, if you're only helping 100,000, what the fuck good are you?
Right. That's true. That's very true.
All right, y'all.
Very true.
Stop. All right.
If I can, I want to clarify something. All right, I'll make it fast. Again, I could care less how much money someone makes, but when you go into the system, that's how much money you make. That's it. There are no bonuses outside of the money that you make. When you come into the system, if they give you a handout, that's fine. Other than that, there's nothing on the backside for you to receive. You know, I'm done.
Mm-hmm. All righty. Well, thank you. Thank you very much. Oh, those were your last words, too?
No, hell no.
Sir?
you gotta let Maze
word.
And Michael get their last word.
Oh, Mike.
And,
Michael.
No, Mike gone.
Okay.
Michael's gone.
Okay. My last words are this. The system could be very good. It could be. But the thing is, and, you know, you have to have a good congressman, a senator, whatever. Those people only care so much. I don't care if they were in the military and they did go through a few things. They're concerned about what's going on in Washington or at the Capitol or whatever now. So they're only going to help so much. As far as this system, the VA, goes that we're trying to maneuver through, you would actually have to be a thorn in that person's side, your local representative's side, to get the help that you need. Other than that, you won't receive all the benefits that you don't know anything about. or that you didn't know existed. Now, okay, you go on the website, but this is so new that they hadn't put that out yet on the website. You know, so that's my last word.
All right, sir. Thank you much. See you tomorrow. All right, Maze, you up. You got the floor.
Yes, they have a newsletter that the VA sent out a newsletter every 3 months. If for people that don't know it, Joe probably don't get one because he didn't know what it is. And when you got your dog tag, I want Joe to choke his stuff off his if he still got them. And next time you want to have a conversation on the VA, have one where people can know what to do and how to get some information. Not having a conversation about how bad the VA is.
And not even tell people what the topic is supposed to be.
Well, if you would have been quiet long enough, you would have got that.
And that's all you want to talk about, dragging it down how bad it is. What's bad for you and not bad for everybody else.
You're such a...
All right, thank you, Mae.
Yeah.
All right. Go ahead, Joe. Go ahead, Joe.
Okay. People got to listen and learn. Just the fact that there are people who are getting good services from the VA or the government doesn't discount the fact that there are millions of others who are not getting good services from the VA or from governmental agencies. Those who are getting good services, I say, good for you, get more. Those of us who are not getting good services, who are getting the runaround, the thing is, we're the ones in the majority, I believe, who are not getting our due. Veterans deserve what we deserve. If not me, as well as those in the front, those in country, but those people who have fought in wars, have actually got PTSD or had limbs blown off or have been killed, you deserve first-class hero treatment. If you're supposed to be the hero in those fucking commercials, you're supposed to be the hero in real life. And those of us who were lucky enough not to have to go in the country, I say thank God, even though I'm an agnostic, but we all deserve what we deserve. If we're a vet, let's deserve according to our particular caliber. If you're a vet, you deserve who's been suffering because of the war, you deserve more than I, who has not suffered. But if the government's going to grant us benefits, then give us our benefits. Don't make us work for them again as though we were still back in the war. That's all I got to say.
All right. Thanks, sir, and I appreciate that. And actually, I agree with what Joe said, so I'm not going to say anything else. Oh, Lord. You know, number one, you know, it's one thing what word am I looking for? It's one thing to put something out there to discuss, but if the main person talking about discussing won't let anyone else talk, then maybe you are the problem. You know, and you need to shut up. You know, yes, you think you know some things, but everybody else knows some things too. Yes, Maze, I didn't get a chance to tell about the good things in the VA because you wouldn't shut up long enough to let me. Or let anybody else say anything else. Come on now. Sometimes you got to look in the mirror instead of throwing it out there toward for everybody else. All right? Miss Lady, if you're listening, Lo said he wants to be friends. You know. Oh, Lord have mercy. And that's all I'm saying about that. Lord. Make sure y'all tune in to Ebony Show and the topic of the show, What Do Men and Women Want from Each Other in 2013? Should be a very interesting show, I'm sure. I haven't decided on topic yet for tomorrow, but I will be here. So 2 p.m. Central, 3 Eastern, 12 Pacific time, and 1 Mountain. All right? Just keep smiling, show appreciation, and remember to forgive with an open heart. And if you don't forgive yourself first, then there's no way you can forgive anyone else. All right, y'all. My head hurts. Time for some medication and lay it down. Until tomorrow, y'all have a good one. I'm out.
I know somebody through the cares. He's got it made. He won't admit it, but it's just a masquerade. He's a modern day deceiver with a case of ulcerative fever. But it's